Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Pork, thank you very much for that. Now, this afternoon, Sinn Féin launched their childcare plan, which they say would cap the cost of childcare at €10 per day for parents. Meanwhile, this morning, the Taoiseach reiterated his promise to deliver a public childcare model should his party be returned to government. But will either plan provide more childcare places, and will childcare providers sign up for either model? We're joined now by Claire Curran, who is the Sinn Féin spokesperson on children, and Alan Farrell, who is chair of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party. And you're both welcome to the programme. Claire, I'll come to yourself first. In this plan published today by your party promising that parents wouldn't spend more than €10 a day on childcare, is that regardless of how much parents are earning and how many hours childcare a day they need?
Yes, that's correct, Sarah. Thank you. So the proposal is for €10 a day, a cap that no parent will spend any more than €10 a day per child for childcare. We know that in some cases, parents are spending €1,500, €1,600, €1,700 a month on childcare. And we have a situation where, despite increased investment, which is welcome, we're putting over €1 billion into childcare, primarily to subsidies and to funding. And parents are still really struggling to meet the costs. As well as that, we have major deficiencies when it comes to accessibility. So yes, this is €10 a day childcare, the fully costed and comprehensive plan that I've launched today.
And this applies to children in organised childcare, official childcare facilities, but also you plan to extend it to childminders.
Yes, absolutely. So we know as part of the childminding plan, childminders are going to be registered. They are going to have to come in under the National Childcare Scheme. We want that to happen. And we have allocated €345 million. About 100 of that, 105 of that is for your centre-based care. And we have allocated 90% for childminders coming in. So we've allowed for about 90% of childminders to come in immediately, because we want to bring them in. Because at the moment, of course, many parents would like to choose childminders. Research from the SRI has showed us that in some cases parents have been pushed into using the centre-based model. They don't always want to do that, but they cannot get the subsidies through the childminder. So it's really important that we bring them in. That will increase capacity and it will take pressure off lots of creches and childcare providers that have long waiting lists. We know thousands of children are on waiting lists, and they're frankly on waiting lists for places that don't exist. So our plan is about affordability in the first instance, but also about building much needed capacity as well.
So the parents who would be paying €10, they pay that whether they have a childcare at home or they have a childcare in an organised setting. Okay, how much in total then would this plan cost?
So what we're putting forward is the €345 million, that is for the €10 a day. We're also including an increase of €53.8 million. That's to give an increase of €1.50 per hour to our early years educators and all grades within our childcare sector. That's a call from SIPDU and one that we're committed to. And we're also allocating €210 million as part of a contingency plan. That is for potential changes that may come about in relation to core funding. There's a review underway at the moment. Fees may increase slightly, so we have that contingency plan there. And it's also for future increases in pay for our early years educators, because as your listeners will know, we have an issue in relation to retention of early years educators, and we need to commit to increase the wage and to future increases to get them to actually remain in the system itself. Lots of them are going into education, SNAs. We need to hold them.
€700 million roughly in total is what you're talking about. And would that all be spent in the first year? Is that how much this is going to cost every year?
So it's €608 million to be precise, and then an additional €106 million to extend the parents' leave and benefit. That's to ensure that every parent has the option to remain with their child for the first year of their life, something that is shown to have very positive outcomes, and that will be an option for parents if they wish to do it. So yes, this will be a recurring cost, but as I said, when you're looking at €1 billion going into a sector and parents are still paying over €1,000 a month, something's very wrong with that. And if you consider you put €345 million in on that, that guarantees €10. That's a game changer for parents, for economy, for children, for the development.
It would certainly be a big change for people. How do you stop childcare providers from increasing their fees? Because the state is now paying their fees almost regardless, isn't it?
Well, obviously fees have been stalled and have remained stagnant. Some of them in the process that's underway by the department at the moment will allow some to increase, but they won't be able to increase them any more than by 33.30. So some of them will increase slightly. That's why mainly why we have the contingency plan in place and that fund of over 200 million just in case. But we will be ensuring that fees are stalled as they are now and as they have been. And in fairness, about 95% of providers are signed up to the National Childcare Scheme where that subsidy exists.
So fees will be frozen where they're at. I don't know if you heard our representative from IBEC speaking to us just before the news saying what's happening at the moment is unsustainable.
It is, and that's why part of our plan is a review into core funding as well. But we're looking at the National Childcare Scheme, the subsidy, more so than core funding. The only increase we're making in core funding is the 53 million to ring fence that to go to wages for our early years educators, which is really, really important. Okay. We do need a review of core funding. There's a lot of money going into it. That detail will be made known to the department. It's not going to be published. We're not going to see it, but we have committed to a full review of it, and that is important.
Well, let me bring in Alan Farrell. What do you make of this, Alan?
Good evening, Sarah. Well, look, it's great that Sinn Féin have come up with a childcare plan after 5 years in opposition. Meanwhile, Fine Gael and government, 13 years, have actually, established the Department of Children. We doubled the free ECHI year from 1 to 2. In addition to that, we also We established the National Childcare Scheme, which we have been ramping up over the last 7 years. And it's very important for your listeners to recognise that we have dramatically reduced childcare costs for parents up and down the country, and we will continue to do so. What we are attempting to do at the moment within the party in an effort to drive down those costs whilst maintaining high standards that we have introduced to the early childcare sector and that we all expect to be retained is commence a public consultation process tomorrow morning on finegael.ie for the purposes of getting the ideas and indeed a tacit agreement from the sector itself and indeed parents so that we can put in place, if re-elected to government, a publicly funded early learning and childcare model, which we want to implement.
Isn't it, Alan?
Say again?
It's a bit lastminute.com to go out to consultation this Friday when there's going to be an election in a couple of months.
So, Sarah,
out what your childcare policy is.
No, not at all. Actually, I take the opposite view that you've taken. And the reason is that the National Childcare Scheme was established when Fine Gael were in government in 2017. And we have been implementing it. And as I said, we've been increasing the funding to it. But there is no doubt that the increased costs that is being borne by providers up and down the country is very difficult for some providers. I have providers in my own constituency who've reached out and parents have reached out in relation to application for increase in funding and the difficulty that that places parents in. As you know, Sarah, and I'm a father of two children myself, you know, after school and preschool.
Sure. No, we understand the problems. I'm asking whether or not it's a bit last minute from Fine Gael to go out to consultation on a childcare policy a couple of months in advance of an election. I mean, what will voters be told? What sort of detail will you have?
This is an evolution of a process that's already in place and a policy that is already in place and that is working well. Introducing standards, educational standards, amongst other things, for the early childcare settings is incredibly important and is in the best interest of the child that is at the centre of these facilities. Making sure that the policy evolves over time is also critically important so that not only do parents know what they have to pay, but also the early years sector knows the service standard that they must adhere to. And they do that by and large to
an
excellent standard.
How much will it cost? Will you be able to deliver childcare for €10 a day?
So we're investing €1.1 billion in the early years sector per annum. And we are proposing as part of this consultation clearly to increase that very significantly in a sustainable way to drive down costs for parents and to provide publicly
so
funded
£800
childcare
a month at the moment. So the question is, will you be able to deliver childcare for what Sinn Féin is saying it will deliver childcare for,
rather
which is
than
€10
relying
a day.
On the rather than relying on the private sector to provide this, to plug the gaps that are clearly there. But what my colleague, Senator Eimear Curry, also highlighted very recently was that there are a plethora of undeveloped childcare sites across Ireland in housing estates that have been built over the last 10 to 15 years. In fact, I have such a site in my own estate in Malahide. It's very important that we recognise that now is the time for us to enter into a consultation process with the sector, with the parents.
I'm just going to stop you there, if you don't mind, I'll stop you there, because I honestly, I have no idea what you're saying. I don't know what Fine Gael is proposing here. Are you looking for a public system? Because you're saying this is just a move on from the process that's already in place. There isn't a public system already in place. So are you proposing to nationalise childcare? And if you are, how much will parents be charged?
This is not the nationalisation. This is the state recognising that there is a deficiency in the public, privately provided childcare network across this country, which has resulted in, despite our best efforts and the huge levels of funding that we've put in over the last 7 years in particular, that there are parents who've struggled to find a facility.
Okay, so what are you proposing is the question. What
is the
plan?
If I could answer your question.
Yeah, please.
There are a lot of facilities that are no longer providing part-time services, which is problematic for parents, particularly as a barrier to work for women who wish to return to the workplace. And what we are trying to achieve is to increase the 1.1 billion euro that we are investing at the moment. For instance, in September, last week, a second tranche of funding went towards early years providers as allocated in budget 2024 in October of last year. And there will, of course, be a move this budget.
All right, we'll wait for the document. Claire, I might bring you back in on this. I think you said 608 and then another 100 million, so knocking on 700 million in total. Big tax increases, I imagine, to fund all of this.
No, none at all. In fact, Sarah, and of course, as we do and have done for probably almost 20 years now in our alternative budget, we'll outline how we pay for this. But I mean, we have a surplus, the government have a surplus. We don't need to raise taxes in order to bring this plan forward. And I think by doing some of the things we're looking for, like bringing in the childminders, that will take a lot of the pressure off.
But okay, just explain that to me now. What sort of increase in spending is Sinn Féin proposing from where we're at the moment to where you would go? Are you proposing an increase of 700 million?
Yes. That is,
and
the
you're
cost
saying there is no
package.
Need to increase taxes or increase revenue in order to spend an extra 700 million euro a year.
No,
that money is just sitting there.
6-7-8 billion euro. No, of course we don't. We have a surplus and we allow.
So this is a recurring cost. Sinn Féin is proposing to sign up to a recurring cost of 700 million euro
Correct.
Every year without any recurring revenue raising measure.
We'll outline our revenue raising measures as we do, should they be needed. They will be there and they will be in place as we've done every single year for 20 years. But within what we're announcing today, the 700 million, which will form part, of course, of our alternative budget. But we don't need to raise taxes.
What happens if we hit a bump in the road? What happens if the surplus isn't there 1 year?
Well, we have 14 billion from Apple as well,
yeah,
I suppose.
You know, 14 billion can be spent pretty quickly. And then what happens? Because you've signed up to 700 million euro every year.
But Sarah, you could say that about any proposal if everything fell apart and we had no money. That's not the case. This is a proposal of 700 million. We have parents that are struggling to pay for childcare. The only one that suffers in this situation is children. We have brought forward a costed plan today.
Yeah, it's not a question as to whether or not the proposals are good or not. That's not the question. The question is whether or not you propose to fund them or how you propose to fund them. And what I'm hearing from you is you just think the money is there and it can be spent every year without any revenue raising measure.
No, again, we will have revenue raising measures as we have every single year. We already have a surplus. There will be a surplus this year. There will be a surplus.
And the following year and the year after that, when
we have no money for anything like that. You can't, like, that's ridiculous. Like, we have a surplus, we have money, we have a budget, and we outline in our alternative budget every year down to the last red cent how we would pay for all of the measures that we bring forward.
All right, Alan Farrell, what do you make of that? Because Sinn Féin is confident about how they're going to fund all this.
Well, 700 million is approximately half of the space that we have available to us on October 1st on budget day. So what effectively Sinn Féin are saying is that they wish to spend half of the available funds that are available through the summary economic statement on enhancing the existing national childcare scheme, which, as I mentioned, Fine Gael introduced 7 years ago, the purpose of which the impact of which would be to reduce very significantly the amount of money available for us to, for example, increase social welfare payments, increase pension payments, support the Department of Health, for instance, in meeting demographic changes with our population increases, and every other government department that you can think about in terms of making sure that we have sufficient funds.
All right. Let me just let Claire respond to that, and we'll wrap. Claire, half of the money available to you on budget day is going on this.
No, we'll allocate this in our alternative budget as we always do. And Alan Farrell is talking about a public plan that will cost about $3 billion, in which he has no costs, no plan or anything else in relation to childcare. We have a plan. It's costed. It was costed internally. It has been published. Fine Gael have no plan. They're talking about a public model that will probably cost about $3 billion.
Well,
which
I'm
no
delighted
detail.
That
and
Sinn Féin, as
I don't
I
think
mentioned
I've
at the
ever
start
heard
of the
them
programme,
speak about a
taken
public
5 years
model ever.
All right,
but now they're talking about
it
13 years into government.
Basically
Right, folks, thank you both.
Thank you
both. Thank you both. Alan Farrell and Claire Curran. Thank you.